Well, the first virtual Democratic National Convention has come to a close with Joe Biden giving a sweeping message to Americans.
Let us begin, you and I together, one nation, under God, united in our love for America, united in our love for each other. For love is more powerful than hate. Hope is more powerful than fear. And light is more powerful than dark. This is our moment. This is our mission. May history be able to say that the end of this chapter of American darkness began here tonight as love and hope and light join in the battle for the soul of the nation. And this is a battle we will win, and we'll do it together. I promise you.
Let's take a look now at the present and the future of the Democratic Party. And for that, we have Joshua Harris Till. He's the president of the Young Democrats of America. Joshua, welcome. And this all virtual convention, was it successful?
I believe so. Unfortunately, there's a little exclusivity for the DNC convention because so much of it happens on the ground. And the world doesn't get to see it. But for this one to be virtual for everybody who wanted to watch any part of it, I think, you know, that really brought them in, showed them the real DNC, showed them the real party. And so for that, I think it was amazing.
I want to ask you, though, about some of the criticism. So there's been some criticism of the DNC for not featuring younger voices in the party and for not spending enough time with the progressive voices that excite many young voters. For example, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was just given 90 seconds to speak. Did you hear a dearth of young voices from your view?
It's a very valid criticism. You can't say that young people, you know, are the future of the party when we are actually leaders in the party right now. And on top of that, we are the largest voting bloc. I can understand that, you know, AOC doesn't get a whole lot of time because she's a freshman Congress member, but there are so many other young voices besides Pete Buttigieg that they could have tapped and invited in to speak.
You speak to a couple of different things there, but ultimately, you know, it's always been a challenge to get younger voters to come out to the polls and vote. And this time, we're in an unprecedented situation. I mean, a survey from earlier this summer shows that more than half of voters under the age of 35 say they don't have the resources or knowledge to vote by mail. We heard the Obamas and other speakers make a call for disillusioned people to vote. But on a practical level, how does the party get ballots in the hands of these young voters?
They actually invest in youth organizations. So, you know, the Young Democrats of America is the largest partisan youth organization in the country. And the fact that we weren't approached directly from the beginning and say, hey, this is your initiative, these are the resources for you to do it, is just us missing opportunities. We talk about reaching young people, but we have an army of young people who are already involved in the party, who have been waiting on direction and for too long haven't been getting the investment and direction that they needed in order to truly support whoever's at the top of the ticket. We have the ability, we have the manpower, we have the boots on the ground, so to say. But so often campaigns don't just reach out to us.
Is it too late? I mean, we're talking about just a couple of months until the election happens. Are you confident there's enough time to turn this around or deepen those relationships with young voters and these organizations that you're talking about?
Oh, for sure. I think that the amount of convincing that you have to do for our elders who are voters is not the amount of convincing that you have to do for young people. You show us that you care, you make an investment, and we'll support you. That's why Bernie Sanders did so well. That's why Beto did so well. It's because they knew that young people were their base and they spoke to them directly. They didn't have to spend 30 years fostering relationships. They did in a couple of months. And so I think we have that opportunity now. We just have to be very intentional on it.
So the convention has come to an end. You're moving forward in your work. You're pushing for a call to action from the Biden campaign to really engage with younger voters. Are you feeling hopeful for the fall?
You know, I am. I think that what we saw the last couple of days was just inspirational. Seeing Braden read a speech, having the young lady whose father passed away from COVID speak some very powerful words. That's what, you know, we're doing this for. That's why we love this party. That's why we haven't given up on it. That's why we can remain hopeful, because there's so many different reasons and so many different people who may have had it a little bit harder in life than we have, and they still believe. And so we have to believe for them, and we have to create a better environment and a better country for them.
That's Joshua Harris Till, president of the Young Democrats of America. Joshua, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.